From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Tyler Childers, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
How are you doing?
By the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds they warble with low moaning sound, way down in the hollow where the river runs cold. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back and I see your sweet face. In the past I remember, time can erase. In the letters you wrote me, they were written in shame. And I know that your conscience still echoes my name. If the ladies were blackbirds, if the ladies were thrushes, well, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. And if the women were squirrels with them high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails. I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening, good evening. All right. Good evening, one and all, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 505th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Tyler Childers in a return visit of this Louisa, Kentucky-based musician. Tyler, who released his first album at 19, has persisted and practiced and worked at his craft over the years, and both his writing and performing don't cease to impress. Tyler also recorded the live EP from right here, an appearance on Red Barn Radio just over 2 years ago. Folks, please welcome to Red Barn stage, Tyler Childers.
Good to be here. How's everybody doing this evening? Everybody doing good? Here in Art's Place and out there in the radio waves. It's good to be here singing for you. I got a few new ones and a couple old ones. I'm gonna try out for you here. Start out with new stuff early, and if it doesn't work out, then we got a little bit to work up. Make up for it.
Pocahontas in the cranberry glades. Ain't got bars nor the charge collar anyways. My mind's a mile a minute and my mind barks like hounds. I'm focused on my breathing and the universal sound. I think about my darling girl sleeping all alone. I pray the stars will shoot her all the wishes she can hold. On the day that I return, I aim to lay her down. But right now I'm focused on the universal sound. Think about tobacco juice and mason jars of shine. I think about the vices I let take me over time. I recall when I was a baby, I didn't need nothing around but a little bitty rattler and the universal sound. I closed my eyes, it was all so clear. It was all right then, it was all right here. I've been up on the mountain and I've seen his wondrous grace. I've sat there on a bar stool and I've looked him in the face. He seemed a little haggard, but it did not slow him down. He was humming to the neon of the universal sound. Focus on my breathing and the universal sound. I let it take me over from the toenails to the crown of the body that I'm in till they put me in the ground. And I return to the chorus of the universal sound.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, the generous guy who just gave me his last water is Tyler Childers. He's our guest on Red Barn Radio tonight. Tyler's most recent CD is actually an EP made from a performance right here on Red Barn Radio. And I know that's available if you go in online.
You can find it on iTunes and Amazon and Bandcamp.
And you also have a CD, Bottles and Bibles.
Yes, sir.
And I'm sorry, I'm asking you these things like I don't really know what I'm talking about. And that's because I'm a newcomer to your music. You came into the Red Barn world during my hiatus from the show. Tyler, where were you living at the time when you were sort of first gripped with the idea that music was important to you?
I started playing in high school. I reckon I got my guitar in eighth grade and really started getting at it when I was a freshman and started wanting to write songs.
Was that in Louisa or was that in Paintsville?
I was living in Louisa. Up till my freshman year, I went to school in Lawrence County. I ended up graduating in Johnson County at Paintsville High School. My last 3 years of high school, I hung out there and hung out there a lot. And after high school, kind of kicked around and worked at the movies and worked at Sears and stayed there on buddy's couches. And when I needed to, you know, change clothes and good cooking, I'd go back home.
I went to the craft department for to buy a fake bouquet. I love you till these flowers die, and they won't die anyway. Their petals, they are made of fabric. Stem is plastic, color green. They don't need no vase of water. Toughest flower you ever seen. Over time they may get dusty, you just brush that dust away. All they need's a little love. I'll love you like a fake bouquet. The
sprayed them in my Stetson black so that you would think of me every time you take a whiff. Take a whiff, my honeybee. Bought a card in aisle 9. There ain't nothing I could say. Hallmark ain't got figured out. Printed up, already made. Cost a bit, but I don't mind, cause I ain't got the skills it takes, nor the time to make a card to give you with this fake bouquet. Some die off in the July heat. Some die off when the yards all freeze. Plastic flowers hold their bloom. Summer, fall, winter, spring. They don't need no certain climate for to make their petals stay. All they need's a little love. I'll love you like a fake bouquet. When the man comes down to fetch me and to take my soul away, you'll still have this cheesy card and this old faded fake bouquet.
Days of playing music with your friend Cody and whose grandmother you sang about, that was when you were how old?
16 to 18, you know, high school, sophomore, senior
good
year.
Good years.
Good years.
Yeah.
You know.
I really like that song a lot. When we talk with musicians on the stage so often, especially folks who learned old-time music and learned from playing with relatives and whatnot, they so often talk about how much an older person impacted them. You saw it draw out that idea that they're so non-judgmental to them. It's just like, kids are lovely.
She was there a lot of times and, you know, hanging out with us and watching over us and maybe didn't agree with everything. But
yeah,
she was just glad that we were at least semi-smart about it.
Uh-huh.
Totally ignorant, just a little bit. I do one here for you that I wrote from my buddy Cody and his grandma. I think first time I ever got all the way through it was here at Red Barn Radio last time I was here. My buddy Cody Reynolds and his brothers, they lived real close to Paintsville High School. Their grandma lived with them, and after school, all of us buddies, brothers, would go over there and we'd hang out. We had some banjo players, we had some guitar players, and then we had some more guitar players, and all of us would hang out. We'd play our guitars, and that one fellow would play his banjo. Grandmother would sit there and listen to us, and we were all good buddies all the way through high school. And when we graduated, we all went our separate ways, and I came here to Lexington, and I lived for a good little bit, and I got a call from Cody's girlfriend, and his grandmother passed away, so I wrote this song for Cody and all our buddies.
Back before these calloused hands and all this work, we used to sit up at the flats, acting like we'd live forever, getting high and skipping class. Yeah, I reckon we were heathens, but in her eyes we were saints. Now you're calling all the boys home, cause heaven's angels carried her away. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. Back when all us boys were trying to make sense of all these strings, I can see her in the corner just singing along to all our crazy dreams. So I will follow you to Virgie, although it hurts me so to lay to rest this mountain beauty that the Lord's called home. And I can see her up in glory, I can see her through the pines. And I will follow you to Virgie, cause that's what us boys are for, to help you out when you get weary and you can't go no more. And can't you see her up there, Cody? I can see her through the pines. Same boys, be good.
So then you finished high school in Johnson County. And go back to Louisa. You were there then until you were middle school?
Well, I stayed in school there until I was freshman.
Okay.
After my freshman year.
So what's Louisa like?
Probably small town in eastern Kentucky.
Yeah.
We got the birdhouse there, you know, the big gas station on 23. And Gatesville Lake, and golf course, and Dee's Drive-In. Yeah. I may have this wrong, but I think I got it right. I ain't sure. But we have one of the only two bridges in the whole world where you can turn right in the middle of it. In between Fort Gay, West Virginia, and Louisa. It was a Jeopardy question. So think about it. Keep it in mind.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are a little feathered engines where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house. Such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me. There's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear. Sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and I can always count on you be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from the circles it has raced, like a little feathered engine calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it'll leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear. Sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly. I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight.
If you've just joined us, tonight we're with Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
The idea of a golf course, maybe I'm all mixed up about, you know, ideas of Eastern Kentucky. I'm not a Kentucky native.
Good old boys don't like to golf. Is that what you're saying? Well, you know, if we save enough cans and we get to recycle them, then we'll get us a golf club set.
It's not about the, it's not about the price of the green fees. It's just that, yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the best golf courses in Kentucky, actually. You have to have a golf cart, though. It's not a walking one. There's a lot of up and down and exercise. My favorite thing about the golfing was the drinking.
Did you ever golf, actually?
A little bit. I had a buddy in high school who his grandpa helped out a lot at the golf course. The prices for golfing are outrageous. He helped out there and, you know, if we came up early in the morning, you get in for a discount, grandpa discount. I did pretty good. I hit the head of my driver about 180 yards one time. Just the head of it. The ball stayed there. It was a fun time.
I bought a house at the mouth of the holler, a ring at the pawn shop, and a crib for the kid. I heard some word there was work up in Hindman. I'm going tomorrow and hope that there is. But my sweat and my wages, they don't seem to weigh out. I'm getting more aches than I'm gaining in gold. Whoever said you could raise you a family just working your tail off, knee deep in coal? Now the sign at the church says I'll reap what I'm sowing, but I ain't lost sleep, 'cause it'll come in due time. And if the Lord wants to take me, I'm here for the taking, 'cause hell's probably better than trying to get by. You can see me on the front page, it'll be out tomorrow. A boy in his 20s shot down in his prime for trying to hold up the Texaco station. They'll say I was desperate, they're probably right. I bought a house at the mouth of the holler, a ring at the pawn shop, and a crib for the kid. And I heard some word there was work up in Hindman. I'm going tomorrow and hope that there is.
Tell us why you ended up coming then to Lexington. Something I read gave me the impression that you went to Western.
I was enrolled in classes in Western. Spent a lot of time in Nashville. I had to leave just because it seemed like a great idea not to be there anymore in classes that I wasn't going to. And so I came back home and I kicked around at the local Sears. And I was saving up money to go to Austin. And I worked there 6 or 7 months and gathered up some money and started looking for apartments and whatnot, and realized that it's a pretty expensive town, Austin is. I had a really good buddy in Lexington that when I wasn't working on the weekends, I would go and I'd stay with him, and I was like, man, if I can't go to Austin, I'd want nothing more than to go and live with him and just hang out in Lexington. And about the time that I was talking to my buddy about this at Sears, I got a call from my buddy Kane here in Lexington, and he was having to move, and he was looking for roommates. And I was like, that's a sign that I need to be in Lexington. So I came here, and I hung out for about three and a half years and had a blast.
Were you compelled to go to college or directed to go there?
It was more of a suggestion, you know. Uh-huh. And I tried it. And when I moved to Lexington again, I went to the community college here, and I found out that, you know, if you go to classes and do your homework, then it's a little bit easier. The grades, grades tend to be better.
Yeah.
And you learn something. I went during the summer and the fall and the spring, and I got that next summer off, and I started playing music out and about, getting a good reception and people coming out to shows and having a lot of fun. And I opted out going back. And so since then, I've just been playing music.
Take any college writing classes?
I took some writing classes from my senior year of high school. I took some college English classes at the community college there in Paintsville from a fellow named Ken Sloan. He mostly concentrated on Appalachian writers, Silas House, and you know, folks like that. And I learned a lot from Ken Sloan about, you know, writing from where you came from and finding your voice and your roots. So it was a big help.
Cool.
Daddy worked like a mule mine in Pike County Coal, till he messed up his back and couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep in mind that a man's just as good as his word. It takes twice as long to build bridges you've burnt. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Childers. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tyler Childers after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Takes twice as long to build bridges you've burnt. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone. Back before birthdays were something she dreads. Back before children had settled her friends. Back when the radio spoke to her heart. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. She is referencing movies I'm too young to know. And I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh girl, I'm falling in love. Oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I've played my guitar, I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing. About weddings and rings. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. But this song's all you. Pleading my case with the bro at the door. Buddy, I know we've been through this before. You can't let me go in, but if I wait outside, will you give her a message for me? Tell her, oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I'll bring my guitar, I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing. About weddings and rings. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. But this song's all you.
You're listening to Red Barn Radio. If you're just tuning in, I'm Brad Becker, and we have Tyler Childers here with us this evening, and we are all having a great time. Tyler, do you have a particular attachment to that instrument?
No, I don't really have an attachment other than it's the only one I've got with an input in it, so I need to be pretty attached to it to play out.
We were talking before the break about an English teacher you had when you were, I think you were saying it was when you were a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And this was a teacher who turned you on to some Kentucky writers, Silas House and others. Do you read a lot?
Try to.
Yeah.
When I'm on the road by myself, it's not so hard to find the time because there's a lot of time to kill. But more and more I've been playing with the band, five rowdy guys in a van together, and it can be hard to find time. So,
some musicians say that it's hard for them to read because they have so much music in their head. Do you feel like you have more music in your head or more words in your head?
It's hard telling what's in my head, man. I look around, it's a lot of bare space.
Well, let's just say tonight.
I would say here lately it's been words, and then they fall together and make songs in time.
Your words make really great short stories, and I feel like sometimes two lines into your song, and I already know who the character is and what hurts, you know?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. What have you learned from some of your favorite writers?
I like a lot of stream of consciousness stuff. Just people saying what they feel at that moment and not really apologizing for it or thinking on it too much and making it flowery or whatnot. They just say what they feel. And there's a lot of honesty in that and genuineness that you don't get with something that people work on for a long time or like beat their heads over. You know, if you have to work at it really hard, then it's not very genuine and then it's not really truthful, is it? You know. And that was a big lesson I learned early from reading, you know, Kerouac and Ken Kesey and those kind of fellas. Just from songwriters that I followed over time and Appalachian writers that I followed, and a fella named Donald Ray Pollock and from over in Ohio, and Frank Beale, just writing what you feel and not really worrying about the rest, because if you were supposed to worry about it, you'd feel it.
Huh.
Up in your nephew's room, playing on his cousin's guitar, I wrote a song for you. You have done dove off with everything I need, my box and my tumbleweed. I picked it up on the way Flagstaff years ago. I was hanging on to everything you had the grace to show. You were young and you were hungry. Lord knows I was hungry too. We were both flat out starving for something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I was your honey. Up against the dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our time. Looking over the hill at the lights of your hometown, I wrote a song for you. Thinking of the way we met, a girl home from school and a boy just passing through. I got a job as a cup man at a house just down the road. I'd never been to town before and I didn't know a soul. I was young and I was hungry. Lord knows you were hungry too. We were both flat out starving, something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I
was your honey up against a dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our times. Agate white wedding dress, turquoise on your ring, upright bass and violin as you walked the aisle to me. I was young and I was hungry. Lord knows you were hungry too. We were both flat out starving, something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I was your honey, up against a dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our time.
Just joined us. Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
In the couple of the authors that you just mentioned, I think I'm familiar with Frank Bill. No. Do you find yourself drawn to fiction that's on the darker side?
You know, it's like the weather changes. Sometimes and sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes more lighthearted things and whatever I feel like.
Yeah,
at that moment.
You said you got into that idea that you try not to be so cautious about what you write. Do you have some songs that you've really labored over and that have just gotten your goad and that you had to put away for a while?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, songwriting's a lot like some people's faith. And in order for your faith to continue to be strong, it always needs to be changing. And in order for you to become a stronger songwriter, it constantly needs to be changing. If you keep on doing the same thing over and over again, then... You know, not really trying. And a lot of times, it seems like the things that I'm the most proud of didn't take too awful long to come about because they just honestly how I felt at that moment. But there are other times where there's things that just at that moment I just really don't know how to explain it. And it has to sit for a minute. I got a good buddy from West Virginia, John R. Miller. I was talking to him one night about songwriting, and he was like, you have to write all of them, even the bad ones, and even the ones that take a long time. I took that to heart. I'll keep stuff on voice memos and stuff that I record just halves and thirds of, and the rest will come if it's supposed to.
Usually lyric?
Yeah, usually lyrics, or I'll just put my voice memo on and play my guitar and mumble over it. So.
Is there a song that you've written that you found has been particularly resonant with a lot of people?
I get a lot of questions about Virgie, Folly to Virgie. Everybody that grew up has a buddy that, you know, had a group of buddies, and they had that one older person that meant a lot in their group, you know, looked after them, kind of a mama bear.
Yeah.
And so it's relatable, I feel like, to a lot of people.
Shoveling in the overhangs, sifting off most of my days for a B-1 bomber that'll blow your mind. Listen for the sound of glass, hunting someone else's nap from a B-1 bomber from a Flint nap time. Then all of a sudden, I'm watching it leave off the ground and in the Hawkeye's pocket. Squashed biscuits and a broke leg stream, flying saucers in my hunting dreams. And in the center of the shuttle, I can hear a banjo break. Happens every now and then. If you're lucky, they will let you in. If you show on time and show up straight. And as the walkway's folding, getting ready to leave, Hawkeye waves goodbye inside, smiling. Knee high to a cricket and younger than me, covered up in fancy rocks and relics. Wit sharper than a green flint spear, hits hard enough to fall a deer. Oh dear, I swear I fell, it's true. Lips of imperial red, rock of ages in my riverbed. I have no earthly jewels for you. Coming home empty-handed, but I finally see I'm covered up in fancy rocks and relics.
Thank you very much.
Some of my songs, I'm not playing any tonight. Some of them talk about stereotypical things that people oftentimes will try to poke fun of or make jokes about. From my cultural perspective, when I look at stereotypes that people have of me and my people, you know, those stereotypes will have a grain of truth sometimes, but they've been blown out into a caricature, you know. And so I try to embrace things we're not so proud of, but do happen. You know, it's part of us, and everybody's got ugly parts, and everybody's got good parts. And so I try to talk about those sometimes, more in a lighthearted, kind of joking way. And then at the same time, though, for all our faults, good people, salt to the earth, honest, good family values. I feel very blessed, come from where I came from.
I'm a stone's throw from the mill, and I'm a good walk to the river. When my working day is over, we'll go swim our cares away. Put your toes down in the water, and a smile across your face, and tell me that you love me, lovely Lady May. Now I ain't the sharpest chisel that your hands have ever held, darling, I could love you well till the roll's called on high. I've seen my share of trouble, and I've held my weight in shame, but I'm baptized in your name, love Lady May. Lord, the wind can leave you shivering as it waltzes o'er the leaves. It's been rushing through my timber till your love brought on the spring. Now the mountains all are blushing, and they don't know what to say. except a good long line of praises for my lovely lady May. Now I ain't the toughest hickory that your axe has ever felled, but I'm a hickory just as well. I'm a hickory all the same. I came crashing through the forest as you cut my roots away, and I fell a good long ways for my lovely lady May. Our love was amazing, but your daddy went crazy when he found out the news that you was running with me. I can't say that I blame him, 'cause a boy raised in Blaine ain't got good intentions from what he can see. With a handful of shells and a head full of heat, he was headed my way when you called to tell me there wasn't much I could do. I had to get out of town. I didn't take me no clothes, I just loaded my hound, and I'm going to Louisiana. I'll be back soon to fetch you when your schooling is over and the summer draws nigh, and I'm hoping, I'm praying that you will be waiting for me to take you away and to make you my bride. Well, the women, they came, and the women, they went. The money was earned, and the money was spent. And I was down in the bayous, just trying to find peace. But this fire that we started kept working on me. So I'm going to Louisiana. I'll be back soon to fetch you when your schooling is over and the summer draws nigh, and I'm hoping, I'm praying, you will be waiting for me to take you away and to make you my bride.
I'd like to thank our guest, Tyler, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank all of you in our studio audience. Thank you all so much for coming tonight and for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, striving to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Let's welcome back Tyler. Can you play one more for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Tyler Childers.
In the twilight glow, I see them. Eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love. dying ember. Only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Now my hair is turning silver. All my life I've loved in vain. I can see your star in heaven. Blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when me up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in that land that shows no parting. Blue eyes cry in the rain. Blue eyes cry in the rain.
Guys, thanks so much for coming out. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tyler Childers for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.